When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get fucking lucky! Look at that!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better!
Woo!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
It doesn't matter what your names are!
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
God created the heaven, he created the earth, he created...
The Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
That's right, we're coming to you live from the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio. Brian, is that thermometer right? Is that 77 degrees outside or inside in the studio because our air conditioners broke again? Well, I'm just talking
it's
to
both.
Myself.
Yeah, okay. I was waiting Never for mind. Brian to comment, but yeah, it's
What's
both.
Wrong? Heat got your tongue?
I thought you were speaking, what do you call it, when you're not really expecting an answer, you're just throwing it out there.
Oh, no, when I ask a question, I demand an answer. Is that the temperature outside or inside?
That's the temperature outside at about 10 to
okay.
inside.
87 inside. Lovely.
We got
just
the
what
old,
I needed.
We got this old Kmart floor mm-hmm. fan just outside drawing I have some
a,
of the cool air.
I have a question I need answers to. What the hell's wrong with the Cavaliers? You got any answers to
that one? We're
going to
get to
that
for a second, but before we get to that, and I'll answer that, when you bought that, what's that thing you bought? You bought a sauna for your house.
Yeah.
You should have just came to work. It's the same thing. What's wrong with the Cavaliers? They stink. That's what.
Dude, that game four was worse than game three, right? You get blown out from the get-go in game three. Okay, it's one bad game. You took them lightly. Fine, it happens. You come out, you're up 9 at halftime, and then you just like fold like a deck of cards in the second half and get blown out again by 23 points, which was really 32 points because you had a 9-point halftime lead.
All you have
to
do is look at it and say you scored 10 points in one quarter. Jesus. Now, we know there's a difference between the regular season and the postseason. They play a totally different style of basketball. Well, obviously, the basketball that we play doesn't work because if this translates into the first home loss in the playoffs tonight or tomorrow, then it's over with. And you can start looking and pointing the fingers at who's going to stay, who's going to go. I don't know who stays. I don't know who goes. I don't know who's worth what. And I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's talent. I don't know if it's all of the above because if you don't have the heart, at the end of the day, you're going to lose. And you're going to lose to a young team like this who's proven that they want to be there and you just go about lollygagging around and not paying attention to your passes or anything. That first half of the game the other night when they were up by 9 points at halftime, there's a couple of things that go into this. I was out doing yard work, so I recorded it so I could fast forward through it. By golly, you're talking about 2.5 hours of yard work. And the only good news about it was when I got in, I could fast forward through the commercials. There were no spoilers. Didn't look at my cell phone. They're up by 9. They played a great first half. I mean,
they did.
My notes, when I look at them, and you ask what the difference is between the two games, if they would have played, one of my first notes was this. Cavaliers jump out to a 6-0 lead. Garland attacking the basketball, driving to the hoop. Fast 5 minutes of the game. Might be the best I've seen Garland look all year. Cavs still not shooting well, but working the paint very well. Then they had Gus Johnson with a Joe Tate reference, by the way. I put that in my notes.
Oh,
wham!
Yeah?
Wham with the right hand.
Okay, all right, nice.
Mitchell's fired up. Intensity in the first quarter. Cavaliers go up 18-11 with 3:43 remaining in the first quarter. Let's see if the intensity can last four quarters. Dude, it barely lasted through the first quarter because at the end of the first quarter, they're only up by one. But they go up by 9 by halftime. And again, they don't know how to play four quarters.
JT, I'm pulling it up on my Twitter account right now because you and I made similar notes when that game started, right? And I sent out on Twitter, absolutely loved the intensity in that first quarter. Love it. Love it the way the Cavaliers started this game, right? And then I watched them come out. And again, I don't know if they thought, all right, we fixed it, we solved it, we got them, and they just figured they could, again, show up in the second half and this thing would be over. Well, you know what? In the two third quarters in losses at This is unreal. At Orlando, they have been outscored by the Magic 72 to 26 in the third quarter. So to me, some of that, if not a lot of it, is coaching. Jamal Mosley making adjustments. J.B. Bickerstaff looking like a deer in the headlights, not knowing what the hell to do in the third quarter to stem the tide or you know, change things around. He looks absolutely clueless at times.
I really fast-forwarded through the second half because when you go into halftime with a nine-point lead and Shaq says you're going to lose by six, I wasn't in a real hurry, and I thought, you know, this is going to be nice for a change. You don't have to worry about each and every possession, but I would fast forward through, and I saw the Cavaliers' lead dwindle, 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 and all of a sudden, you're down by 5, you're down by 10, you're down by 15. Let's just get to the end of this thing. And what that does is it effectively takes you or me out of the game because I made first half notes. Cavaliers by 9 at halftime, 60 to 51. Mitchell with 18 points in the first half. J.A. with 16. Magic turned it over 11 times. And Cavaliers only had 5 turnovers. I didn't go through all those same statistics at the end of the game because at the end of the night, it doesn't really matter. You lose by 23. And like you said, in the second half of that game, you get outscored, if my math is correct, 61 to 29 in the second half of that game. That ain't good enough.
No, it's not. It's embarrassing. Those were two embarrassing losses by the so-called veteran, more experienced team taking on the young, inexperienced, wet behind the ears. They don't know what they're doing, playoff Orlando Magic. And guess what? They looked like they wanted it more than the Cavaliers. They didn't play as scared, right? They can't. How about the
Cavs
time?
Cavs aren't scared. They're just not there. You're not scared. You just don't care. I mean, when you wake up this morning and the Cavaliers are 2-2 against Orlando, and you made a mention of this the other day, when Jared Allen, after the blowout loss, was like all smiles in the locker room, I watched Max Strus after the game 4 loss, and he was ticked off. Now, when you wake up this morning, you're 2-2, you're coming back home, it's got to, I think, feel better than if you wake up this morning and you're eliminated from the postseason like the Phoenix Suns are. But then again, Phoenix Suns out west. Which one would you feel better?
Yeah, right now, you're the Cavaliers. You still have a chance to win this series, right? And bitching and moaning like I am here today, I picked the Cavaliers to win in 6 games. So they still have a chance to do that, but JT, I have no faith in them winning on the road, and I'm really not sure which team is going to show up tomorrow. You and I are going down to do the show from, not Progressive Field, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse tomorrow, right? And then we're going to stick around for the game afterwards. I don't know which Cavaliers team is going to show up tomorrow. Yeah, they won by 14 and 10 in the first 2 games at home, but then lost by 38 and 23 the next 2 on the road. I have no clue what to expect again tomorrow.
But, Kenny, that's what we've been saying all season long with this team.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, whether it's a regular season or postseason, the only difference is we know it's a more physical contest than the postseason, but this team doesn't give you anything really to revel at. I mean, you look at a team and you look at a Donovan Mitchell, and whether or not he's hurt or not, the fact remains he's able to score, what was it, 18 points, did I say? 18 points in the first half? You go 0 for the second half? Why? Oof. I don't know. I mean, the problem in the NBA has got to be this. I mean, even though the Phoenix Suns are eliminated, Booker scored 49 and in an elimination game, and KD had 33. We don't have that dog on our team. And if that dog's going to be Donovan Mitchell, whether he's healthy or not, the fact remains he was healthy last year. So we keep going back to the Knicks series last year. Well, if you get eliminated by Orlando, forget about the Knicks. You're just not that good.
Jalen Brunson, 47 in a win. Even though they're down 3-1, the one game they did win, Joel Embiid, 50 points. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant helps the Lakers stave off a sweep, right? He goes 25 points, 23 rebounds. LeBron, 30 points in that win. You need your star, your all-star, your want-to-be-paid $50 million a year star, Donovan Mitchell, to score more than 18 points in a playoff game and be a disappointment in 2 consecutive playoff series, with the exception maybe of 1 game, maybe 2, between the 5 last year with the Knicks and the 4 already this year with the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. unfortunate. We said on Friday, the only saving grace is the fact that the Guardians are playing well. Well, they lose two out of three, but they gave one away at Atlanta yesterday.
Yeah.
They can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the league right now. So that's a little saving grace right there. And you look at the Cleveland Guardians, I think they feel pretty good about themselves today. They let one get away yesterday because one of the things that we said was they play the game the right way. They don't beat themselves. Well, they did yesterday. They can firmly look in the mirror and say, we blew this game by terrible base running. And, of course, our bullpen finally had a little chink in the armor. But I think you feel good when you go into Atlanta and take that team to task and you go with a lead into the eighth inning. You're up by two runs. You lose in 11 or 10 or whatever that was yesterday by one run to a really good team. You got to feel good about yourself. They're still in first place.
Yeah, they still have the best record, right, in the American League as of today. They're still in first place, like you said. Now, I wanted to watch the game yesterday, right?
Well, you bought the Bally's.
Oh, you ready for this?
Uh-oh.
I bought the Bally's. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I bought the Bally's, but in order to watch the Guardians portion of the Bally's broadcasts, you have to have an area cable provider in order to watch the Guardians. I do not have cable television. I have YouTube TV. They are not associated with YouTube TV. So guess what? I do not get any of the Guardians games on my Bally's app as long as I'm in the area or the zip code of 44256 in Medina and I don't have one of the cable providers.
So that's a valuable lesson right there because you don't just get the Bally's app. You're actually purchasing the rights to watch either the Cavs or the Guardians then, right?
Guardians, Cavs, Blue Jackets. Cavs you get no matter what. Guardians, for whatever reason, don't understand it, can't watch them. So I will be canceling after the Cavaliers season comes to an end because it's useless to me if I can't watch the Guardians games.
Well, if they make it through to the second round, those games will be nationally televised. You're
That's
done.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to ask for my money back when I respond here shortly. Because we found out today the Cavaliers game tomorrow night is an 8 o'clock. Move to NBA TV. Thank goodness we'll be there to watch it in person, I think. And then they play Friday for sure. And then maybe Sunday, a game seven, right?
That's an interesting point because if they get blown out in the first quarter, I'm leaving. I'm going to tell you right now because what they've proven so far in the two games that they lost in this series, there's no fight left in this team because during the regular season, there was always fight. They were never out of a game. And whether or not they were down, I think they came back from a couple of times down 20 points or more. The Dallas game comes to mind. They were down by double digits in that game. They come back. It took a full court shot, basically, but they still came back and won it. Same thing with Boston.
That's the last shot Max Strus has made as a Cavalier. The half-court shot or full-court shot, that's the last one he's made. He hasn't made a shot since.
At least he's playing. Kevin Durant's staying at home right now. We're on vacation.
Yeah, well, he may be joining him shortly. And did you see Barkley over the weekend? Where, you know how they usually, when somebody gets swept, they usually say, one, two, three, Cancun. Yeah. Well, Barkley with the New Orleans Pelicans the other night, they're down 3-0. He goes, they're terrible. We ain't even sending them to Cancun. We're sending them to Galveston, Texas. And Shaq was like literally falling off his chair laughing. And hopefully the Cavaliers aren't going to Galveston, Texas anytime soon either. And we're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow's the key game, right?
Yeah.
You lose tomorrow, this series is over in six. You win tomorrow, you have a chance to win one of the next two games.
Cavaliers lose this series, I wouldn't send them to Atwood Lake. And here's some of the other things that happened over the weekend if you missed it.
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
Well, let's keep it in the NBA. Scores from Saturday and Sunday. Cavaliers had a 9-point halftime lead, decided not to show up for the third and fourth quarter, or maybe they're just not that good. Magic blow out the Cavs, who only scored 29 second-half points, 112-89, series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tomorrow night, Cleveland. As Kenny just said, tip-off at 8 p.m.
I'll be there. I'm going to watch it with my own eyes in person at the arena, so we'll see which Cavaliers team shows up, if they show up at all.
The Thunder! went up 3-0 over the Pelicans, 106-85. Celtics blew out the Heat, 104-84. Boston now up 2-1. They play again tonight. Lakers showed life, ended an 11-game losing streak to Denver, beat the Nuggets, 119-108. And then yesterday, the only good series, the Knicks took a 3-1 lead over Philly with a 97-92 win. Clippers beat the Mavs, 116-111. Did you see the shot Kyrie made at the bucket?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Series tied at 2-apiece. Pacers over the undermanned Bucks, 126-113. Minnesota Timberwolves eliminate the Phoenix Suns, 122-116, which gives us 3 tonight. Boston at Miami at 7:30. Thunder can eliminate the Pelicans in New Orleans at 8:30, and the Nuggets at home can do the same to the Lakers. Tip off of that game at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I expect the Nuggets to wrap it up, and what a series that's going to be against the Minnesota Timberwolves, man. Right now, the biggest rising star in the NBA is not Victor Wembanyama. It is Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves,
MVP.
Better known by Ant is his nickname, and dude was on fire in the set. He had 31 in the second half last night.
Hockey, anyone? Anyone care about hockey?
No. Penguins and Blue Jackets.
I'll go ahead and pass that then.
Okay.
I'm going to read those scores. NFL draft is in the books. The Browns had 6 draft picks. Ohio State defensive lineman Michael Hall Jr. He's a Northeast Ohio guy. Michigan guard Zach Zinter. I don't know if they're going to get along, those two.
How about the irony, JT, that it was Michael Hall Jr. who rolled up on Zinter's leg in the game to break his leg in that Ohio State-Michigan game, and now they're teammates.
Louisville wide receiver Jamari Thrash, Mississippi State linebacker Nathaniel Watson. Watson? Randy Watson's nephew, maybe. I don't know. South Dakota cornerback Miles Harden and Cincinnati defensive tackle Juwan Briggs. Your draft.
Yeah, I looked at a bunch of different national rankings and ratings, and the Browns got a C or a C plus was the highest grade I saw them get.
There's a reason for that. The Athletic said it as well. When you don't have a first round draft pick, it's hard to grade high in those simulated draft order, whatever you want to call rankings. You want some NASCAR?
NASCAR.
More exciting than hockey, I guess. The Worth 400. That's a 400-mile NASCAR Cup Series stock race held annually at Dover Motor City Speedway in Dover, Delaware.
Delaware? I didn't know they raced in Delaware.
Winner yesterday is Denny Hamlin, followed by Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr.
Denny Hamlin, he's on a roll.
Coming up at 5:30 when we sprinkle the infield, I'm going to give you the rankings.
Oh.
Or in this case, rankings.
The rankings.
Rory McIlroy has accomplished another first on the PGA Tour, teaming up with Shane Lowry, the 2024 Zurich Classic. The two emerge victorious over Martin Trainer and Chad Ramey in a playoff at TPC Louisiana. McIlroy and Lowry made birdie on the final hole regulation in the foursomes format to reach 25 under, the number that Trainer and Ramey held as a clubhouse lead before making par on the first extra hole to grab the title. Sunday's achievement marked the 25th victory in McIlroy's PGA Tour career and Lowry's second in the United States.
And did you see what they did afterwards?
I did not.
They went out to a local establishment and sang karaoke, Journey's Don't Stop Believin'.
Wonderful.
It was hysterical.
If you missed it yesterday, the Guardians let one slip away in Atlanta, but proved they can play with anyone, losing 4-3 in 10 innings, marred by poor base running and a hiccup in the bullpen. Guardians blew a 2-run lead in the 8th inning. Fire the manager!
Stop, and don't fire Steven. Both, they still are, 19-9, best record in the American League.
Cleveland has a day off today before heading to Houston to take on the cheating Astros for the first of 3 starting tomorrow night at 8:10.
We'll see how they do against the Stros, who were struggling a little bit to start the season.
If you missed it, at the box office, here's your top 5 movies. Abigail's at number 5. Civil War drops to number 4. That means Godzilla and Kong move back up to 3. Unsung Hero is number 2. And Challengers, the movie with Zendaya, which means she's got 2 movies in the top 10 right now. She's in Dune 2.
Damn, her career's booming right now.
She is on fire. And now you're caught up to date if you missed it. We'll get a break in right now. More of the Kenny and JT Show. We like your phone calls right now. What are your thoughts on the Cleveland Cavaliers? Fire their coach? 330-450-1480. It's the Kenny and JT Show.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.